good day, good night, and welcome next to the fireplace with Dwayne Rollins and myself, Kevin Laramie. This is the Christmas show, a yearly tradition Dwayne and I do to celebrate a few persons in our life and give them special soccer gifts. Dwayne, how you doing today? I'm just going to get Dwayne on his phone. We're having some technical problems, as it's been the case in the last few days. We'll check an eye on that. But it's the Christmas show, and we're going to stay in the Christmas spirit. We'll get a few gifts ready. We're just finishing wrapping them up. They're behind us in the tree, and we're going to give them to the listeners and to a few personalities that we do talk about every single day of the year. But before we start the Christmas show, we just want to remind you, if you're an Ottawa Fury fan and you want to know more about the situation with the Ottawa Fury, Dwayne and I did a special show on the Two Solid Dudes Soccer Podcast yesterday for patrons only, where we do talk about the reasons behind the ramifications for Canadian soccer and the potential resolution to this saga. So go to patreon.com/sports. Podcasting Network, $2 a month will give you access to the special show of Against the Ottawa Fury. But Dwayne is joining me right next to the fireplace and the Christmas tree and the wrapped gifts. Dwayne, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Quickly on the Fury thing, the only thing I'll say is I am working on getting an actual legal opinion interview set up for Two Salties next week, so $2 a month will get you that. It's a good Christmas gift for any of your soccer-loving friends out there. It's a subscription to the Two Salties Soccer Podcast. All right, Kevin, it's a good Christmas time, and we have some gifts lined up here. I've got the beard, so I'll be Santa, I guess. Ho, ho, ho. Shall we give out our gifts?
I got the hat, and I got the tree and the fireplace, so we're good to go. How about you start with the first one, under the tree?
All right, just let me load up my Christmas list here right now. So the first gift we're going to give to is Mr. Joey Saputo. Now, he is a man that does have a lot of things, including two professional soccer teams. So it's not necessarily someone that we need to give a lot of good big gifts to, Kevin. But what I want to give Joey, and he talks a lot about the finances, Kevin, talks a lot about how much he's frustrated by losing money and so forth. It seems difficult with Soccer United Marketing when you have a partnership in there and you own a Serie A team. So I'm going to buy Joey, for his Christmas present, I'm going to buy him a financial advisor to help him out, to help him figure out how to maximize his money that he does bring in, especially at the impact size of things, Kevin.
All right. For me, Joey Saputo, what I would love and what I give him is the patience to build the right department in the front office to get the people that he needs in the marketing side and to make sure that the scouting aspect, which there's been an overhaul of the scouting aspect of the Montreal Impact, and it's linked with Bologna, but there'll be multiple scouts this time around. I just wish for Joey Saputo that he actually uses his scouts. That's my gift, is the use of scouting in 2019 for Joey Saputo and the Montreal Impact.
Joey got a bit of a scalp on the weekend in Serie A, so he got an early Christmas gift there. But yeah, absolutely some patience and some consistent build. I see the Impact going in the right direction right now, Kevin, and Joey just needs to stay the course, and it's never been his strong point. Although he's been a little better in recent years.
Well,
shall we move on?
Yeah, go ahead. He hasn't tweeted since 2014, so maybe his absence on Twitter is actually helpful.
Yeah, Mayor Paulson's apparently quitting Twitter too, so maybe they're learning something here and there.
Yeah, all right, Kevin, but you know what? I'll believe it when I see it for the owners of the Timbers.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, he'll just erase it as soon as he posts it anyway, so it doesn't really matter. He does know that people can screen capture, right? Do you figure Merritt knows that? That the screen capture, you press that little button at the bottom, little button at the top there.
And here's our gift for Merritt Paulson. We're telling him screen captures does exist.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that was an extra. That's a bonus, Kip. We didn't have him on our list, but that's to say we're going to teach him. We're going to have someone teach him how to make a screen capture in his phone so he knows how to avoid setting himself up for that. I always screen capture his tweets when he says something ridiculous. So at any rate, Gary Vanney is our next one up on our list. Kevin, you can jump in first, and then maybe you can steer the sled, because we're used to the sled being steered by Kevin. It confuses us when I try to move it.
for Greg Vanney, when we look at TFC in the offseason right now, I'm giving him the gift of defense. The gift of defenders. I'm giving you probably a 25-year-old Austrian and maybe Parkhurst. This is the gift that Vanney will receive from us. Defending. Defenders. Quality, reliable defenders do not get injured all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I have a similar gift. I think they have defenders at the club right now that they can utilize if they stay healthy. So I'm buying Greg Vanney a giant pack of bubble wrap that he can wrap his defenders in. And we can pop them, too, when they get bored, because it's always – the bubble wrap's always a star of Christmas. I mean, half the time you play with that more than the toys. So yeah, I think a big, big industrial-sized bubble wrap is what I'm going to get Greg Vanney. And, you know, we can watch Drew Moore walk through the streets of Toronto with his arms out like a snowman with, you know, so he can't hit anything, he can't tear anything.
For me, you know, I used to play with the boxes a bit more than the bubble wrap. You know, when you receive a big box, a big gift in a big box, you're like, yay, put the gift away, just go into the box, make a fort out of it. Yeah, this was my go-to move.
Fair enough, yeah. Well, and if you have cats, if anyone out there has cats, you know, the cats love the box. That's their best gift. Don't buy them silly, fun gifts. That you don't buy a cat a shirt. Like, I used to have a couple cats. They're sadly gone now, but... my parents always used to try and buy them like costumes to put on them. Have you ever tried to dress a cat, Kevin? No, it just doesn't work. They're not dogs.
No, they just go flat, don't move, and be like, take this off me. Take this off me. What are you doing to me?
Yeah, I know. They're cute when you do dress them up, but nonetheless. yeah, so we're giving gift ideas all around. This is a really informative show, I think, to end our year. Well, we won't end our year. We'll be back to 27th, 28th, but yeah. To end our pre-Christmas period.
It's a podcast. So we're doing a podcast. Bobby Leonarduzzi of Vancouver. And, you know, for Vancouver fans, the gift might have come already in the shape of a new hierarchy in the front office of the Whitecaps. And, of course, for Vancouver fans, already had Mark Dos Santos as a gift. So we're kind of jealous for that. But for Bobby Leonarduzzi, my gift for Bobby would be to spend money. My gift is him being okay with spending money. I don't know if that counts as a gift, but he has the money right now with the Alfonso money. My gift is making him spend that money well.
Yeah, I'm going to give Bobby a gorgeous retirement vista in the mountains. That's in a small, tiny little village that has a U12 team that he can run.
You went there. It's Christmas. I have a Christmas hat on. I'm being nice, but I guess you're being naughty.
Well, I've given him a gorgeous retirement vista. Like, who doesn't want to live in the mountains with very little pressure on your life? And you know, if you'd still have a little itch to scratch there, you can run the village U12 team. I think that would be a perfect Christmas gift for Bobby Leonarduzzi at this point. And I think a lot of Whitecaps fans out there would probably like my gift if that were to happen. Let's chip in. We could start a GoFundMe now to buy Bobby actually, he can afford it. He could just maybe should retire. That's my
but
guess.
The thing is, if we start a GoFundMe for that, we might achieve the goal. Vancouver fans might be like, you know what? That's a great idea. Get Bobby in the mountains. All right, now. Moving on to the fans of the Columbus Crew, 2017 and 2018 has been a difficult period for the fans of the Columbus Crew. Things are trending in the right direction, especially with the passing of the proposition the last couple of weeks. But what I give the fans of the Columbus Crew is not only to keep your team in 2018, not only to have Justin Merrim and Higuain staying and have a new stadium going to start to be built. But what I give them is the gift of beating Austin in MLS when they first play each other. It won't happen until 2020 or 2021, but that gift is an early gift for Columbus to just beat Austin on the field like 5-0.
Yeah, I mean, I could give them the gift of having like Austin's opener draw like 50% of capacity or something like that too, but maybe we shouldn't be completely that hateful there. But I'm going to give the fans of the Crew something a little bit outside the box. I'm going to give them the gift of hate I'm going to allow someone to hate them again on the field, because for the last year and a half, no one's hated the crew. And as a fan, you kind of want to be hated sometimes by someone. You want to get your blood boiling and feel like you're ruining the party for someone else. In the last couple of years, everyone's like supporting them and holding up banners in their support. That's got to be a little bit weird, especially for the crew and their fan base, which, you know, they call themselves the Massive, ironically, right? They've always sort of had that chip on their shoulder as the forgotten team. And they had all this attention, this positive attention. They appreciate it, I'm sure. But I think they probably like to get back to just being, you know, that little team that likes to ruin people's day and are kind of irritating in a way. So that's what I'm going to give them, the gift of being hated again.
Yeah, that's it's a good gift, especially when you consider that you're right. It has been difficult and everyone has been a bit, I would say, not pity on the fans of the Columbus Crew in Columbus, but a bit like, oh, I hope they stay an original team and all that. So that's a good gift for the Columbus Crew and the fans of the Columbus Crew. Now, on the list, you say Jose, but I think you meant Josie. So for Josie Altidor, the gift that we can give Josie. You mentioned bubble wrap earlier as a gift. What I want to give Josie Altidor is, well, as a Montreal fan, is nothing. Just stay the way you are. Just keep on keeping on, Josie.
Well, actually, I did mean Josie Mourinho, but okay. I can give Josie Altidor.
Well, let's do Josie, and we'll do Jose after.
Yeah, all right. So Josie Altidor, I mean, ankle, I guess, is what I would want to say. Maybe another speech, a speech writer for the next time if TFC wins the title. Maybe he can get a publicist and a speech writer so that something doesn't live in infamy. Josie Altidor is a guy that's very self-assured. I am actually going to give him an opportunity to rescue his reputation with U.S. men's national team fans, because I think that both Josie and Bradley, but Josie in particular, gets a really bad rap from the USMNT fans. He scored a hat trick the game before they didn't go out. So the fact that people are blaming Altidor for them failing to make the World Cup is patently absurd. But so I'm going to get a recall from there. And he absolutely, if you're a U.S. fan, it's irrational in thinking, you've got to realize that Altidor needs to be part of that program. So a fresh, fair start from U.S. men's national team fans is what I will give Josie Altidor.
All right. Now let's move to Jose Mourinho. Jose Mourinho, who just got sacked a few days ago. He left. He got sacked 4 quarters for $1. But, you know, I've seen a video of Jose Mourinho walking down the street with the Sky Sports reporter walking next to him and asking him TMZ-style question. And I was thinking, oh, Jose, you know what I want to give you for Christmas, Jose? Happiness. Seems like you've lost happiness a long time ago. You're not joyful in life. Life seems to be miserable. And, you know, I wish you happiness.
I was listening to On the Continent on the way into work today, and apparently his hotel bill, because everyone famously, he didn't buy a house in Manchester. He stayed at the Savoy, I believe is the hotel's name. Apparently the bill is over £500,000. So anyway,
yeah,
maybe
a
credit card.
That's a lot for rent. I hope he gets traveler's points or air miles or something, because, you're going to need it now. He's out of a job, and, well, I think he's pretty well off. Just a little tidbit. Did you know that Jose Mourinho, in all his severance pays that he had received over the last 10 years, made £50 million in just severance pay, Dwayne? So I think he's okay with that Savoy bill.
Yeah, he can afford it. All right, so what I have written down for Jose Mourinho is a big lump of coal. That's what I'm giving Jose for Christmas, because he's just been a grumpy little boy and he needs to sit in the corner and think about what he's done for a while.
You're a mean one, Mr. Dwayne. All right. Sebastian Giovinco, in what could possibly be his last Christmas in Toronto, what should we give Giovinco? I was thinking Giovinco, and I'm giving him the gift of chemistry. Hopefully the chemistry comes back with his teammate, and patience, because he seemed that he ran out of patience in 2018. Those gifts are what I would give to Giovinco if I was inclined to give him a gift, which I might not be, but those would be my gifts.
I think what I'm going to give Jovinko is similar to the crew gifts, and it's a little bit outside the box and how you have to think about it. It's kind of an ironic gift, a reverse gift. I'm going to give him the gift of disrespect, because Jovinko plays better when he feels like the world is against him, when he's got a chip on his shoulder. I think maybe the championship season of 2017, across the board for TFC, but for Jovinko in particular, kind of, he had a great year when you look at his stats in terms of 2018, but this was something missing in terms of like his edge and the rest of the team's edge. So that little bit of chip, that little bit of disrespect, which I think is probably going to come in the preseason predictions when TFC gets picked fourth, fifth by people, maybe even out of the playoffs by people based on last season. I think that's going to be, I have a hunch that's going to drive these people a little bit. And they still are immensely talented, of course. So I'm going to give him that gift of being disrespected just enough so that he plays with a chip on his shoulder, which I do think will be his final season in Toronto.
And in the same vein, Nacho Piatti in what could be his last Christmas in Montreal for Ignacio, for the Nacho Man. You know, what I would really want to give him and what I hope actually comes true is a championship. Nacho, I'm giving you a trophy.
All right, fair enough. That's a gift for yourself as well. But,
maybe. No, it's not a selfish gift. What are you talking about?
It's like when I buy, you know, hockey tickets or basketball tickets for girlfriends. That's generally really just a ticket for the present for me.
Yeah, you're giving them two tickets, but you only actually wrap one because you keep one with you just in case she's thinking of inviting someone else. I'm like, no, it's just one ticket for you. The other one, I already kept it.
Actually, funny story, I did do that years and years ago, and my girlfriend at the time actually just took a girlfriend to the game, and I was like, what the heck? Okay, well, I can't really say anything with this, but she's proven a point. I was young and foolish at the time. Don't do that, guys, unless your girlfriend or boyfriend is a soccer fan or a hockey fan. Then it's fine, but yeah, nonetheless. All right, yeah. For Piatti, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
All right, fair enough. For Piatti, I'm actually going to be nice, so the Toronto guy's going to be nice here. I'm going to give him a 15-goal center forward. I think he's really lacked that. He's obviously talisman himself, but to have that guy, that pure poacher finisher, maybe Rudy's that guy, that can really drive that team forward. So if he has a true goal scorer that can really poke him in, and I'm trying to think, when's the last time the Impact really had? Like, Piatti's obviously been...
DeVayo.
With Piatti, there.
Drogba was
close.
Yeah,
DeVayo, I guess.
Drogba was kind of close, too. He did score a lot in 2016, 15-16, so... I would say either Drogba or DeVayo were the 15.
Yeah, well, Drogba, obviously. But Drogba was a funny one because he's just was a funny one. His age and all that, he was kind of weird. But, yeah, obviously he was there. But, yeah, something like that. You don't need to bring a Drogba in again. But Rudy might be the guy. So maybe he's already got his gift.
Now, moving to Germany, we're going to Munich, and we're thinking about a gift for Alfonso. Alfonso Davies. So happy, joyful. He's back in Vancouver now for the Christmas period, and he's so happy with life and life itself, and he's amazing. It's gonna might start against Liverpool in the Champions League. Who knows in 55 days? But you know, for Alfonso Davies, I'm giving him the gift of playing time. Hopefully it comes sooner rather than later. Playing time with Bayern Munich, because knowing him on the field, knowing the joy that he brings to the game, he's going to make a legion of fans in Munich, and he might become the best soccer player coming out of Canada. And I'm giving him playing time for 2019.
I think I'm going to give him, I have a social media manager written down here, because he's a bit of a social media darling right now. They're loving him on Instagram because he's very charming. So maybe he needs someone to manage that a little bit so that he doesn't, you know, get carried away, because sometimes they do. But let him have his fun there. As I'm sitting there thinking, I think I'd like to give him a deep and powerful mentorship with Robin. I think that would be very helpful to his development and to the development of a Canadian soccer player. So a true global superstar to take him under the wing, and he's got a lot of them around him at Bayern. So someone who plays a similar role to him as well, I'd say Ribery, but I don't really want him hanging out with Ribery, to be honest, for other reasons.
That might be a good call. That's a good call.
Let's give him the true mentorship. So that, yes, playing time, but also learning time and being developed and learned how to be a global star, because he has the potential of being that. And there's never been a Canadian player before, as we've talked about many times, that has the potential to break through and change the perception of soccer players in Canada as much as he does. We've had players that have played at high levels. Obviously, Owen Hargreaves jumps to mind in terms of, you know, and I always hesitate to say that, and I was as much anti-Hargreaves as anyone at the time, but he was a Canadian, and people perceived him as that, you know, and then he went to England and et cetera and muddied it. But nonetheless, he did break through as a Canadian, so you have to consider him in that vein. Obviously, we've seen Atiba play at kind of the tier just below this. It's a very short list other than that. And this is a guy that really, I think, based on his personality, based on his age, based on the club and the global following of that club, has a chance to really change the perception of Canadians that play this game everywhere. And that's a gift. That's a gift to us. And hopefully he can take that mentorship. When have we ever had the opportunity to have a Canadian play under players like this and be friends and have pitchers taken at the same place at the same time on the same level as these guys? It's mind-boggling. Every day in the way home from work, not a word of a lie, I search his name on Twitter just to see what the buzz is still. I'm becoming a bit obsessive, so that's kind of funny.
And, you know, he already had a premature gift a couple of days ago when he got his braces taken off. And you know what, Alfonso? Looking good. Looking good. And hopefully you're going to play good in 2019. Christine said, you know, before all that, before we continue, Dwayne, there's something we haven't talked about this week. And it's almost a gift to all of us Canadian soccer fans, to every Canadian national team, men's, women, every part of the program. That's a gift for all of us. Because, yeah, not that I didn't like Umbro, but let's just say the jerseys were not always comfortable. And the jerseys were not always good looking. Now, Nike is going to be the official apparel, footwear, equipment provider for the Canadian Soccer Association. And that's a gift for all of us, I believe. And especially for Alfonso and Christine St. Clair, who becomes faces for Nike. So that's a gift, I guess, we were given a couple of days ago.
And look, to be serious about that, it's going to make Canadian jerseys available at Sport Checks, right? And that's something that I think we've long wished for. It's been very difficult to buy a Canadian strip.
I've seen one
Canadian games, but
I've seen one in a store over the last 5 years, and I bought it because I've only seen one. And it was a damn Umbro with the weird collar there that was like overlapping the other one. That's super uncomfortable in a weird fabric that's like feels like sweat almost. But yeah, it's going to be more available to get Canadian soccer gear.
Yeah, I have a couple of three of them, but I don't think I've ever paid for one. That's maybe a humble brag there, but I usually have them given to me. They're very hard to find. And when you do find them, they're often very expensive. So Nike mass producing them and having them available just, you know, right beside the Bayern Munich strips, which I think are going to be very popular too, is going to be something that's important for them. So yes, that's it's going to be interesting. I'll come back to my thought on that. So Christine St. Clair is the next on our list, Kevin. So shall we move to her?
Okay. I'm giving Christine St. Clair goals in 2019. Goals in the friendlies before and goals in France. So she might break Abby Wambach's record in France in a potential quarterfinal. So that's what I'm giving Canada and especially Christine St. Clair for the 2019 season. Goals at the World Cup for Christine and that record.
Well, okay, Christine's already booked a trip to France, but I'm going to give her an earlier trip to France, in particular to one place in France, which of course is famously where allegedly the Fountain of Youth is. So I'm going to give her the gift of one more year at the top level, at her youthful level, at her aggressive, perfect best, because she has clearly lost a bit of it. I mean, I say this delicately. She's a brilliant player still to this day, but she's not as quick as she once was. So if we could just get a little bit of that quickness back, maybe we could see those goals come. So that's what I'm going to give to Christine St. Clair, a little side trip towards so that she can get her youth back for another year and rail down that record, hopefully in extra time against the United States to eliminate them from the World Cup. That would be perfect. Sorry, American listeners.
To the Canadian men's national team manager, the head coach and director of soccer, basically, in Canada now, John Herdman. My gift for John Herdman will be to continue and a win on March 26th in Vancouver against Guyana, against French Guyana. Wishing you a win in a League A, well, Group A League of Nation qualifying, so that we can start playing Mexico and the United States and damn Honduras. Yes, that's my gift for John Herdman. A decisive win and even more players to choose from in the player pool, which should be coming in the next couple of years with the CPL. So, John Herdman, that's my gift for you.
Yeah, I'm giving him the gold bleeping cup. That's a gift for me, too. Been a long time.
The gold cup.
Win it, hell. Yeah.
Might as well
win
it.
Gold cup. I can't.
Might as well win, you know?
Might as well, yeah. No, I'm excited by this gold cup already. I think it's one of the most intriguing ones we've had in a long time. It has to do with the U.S.'s sort of form, quote unquote, over the past little while. Mexico is kind of in a transition, as we know. It's always the weird year after a World Cup is a bit of a unique year anyway. Canada seems to be on the right path. So to get back in that mix, I think it's going to, and Costa Rica seems to be on a downswing. Panama, I think, is done in terms of their golden generation. They looked quite old at the World Cup, and, well, they were quite old at the World Cup. You know, all power to them. They got there probably a cycle too late for their performance in it. But nonetheless, I think it's going to be a very interesting Gold Cup. So to be, you know, the gold bleeping cup is what I'm going to give them. But, you know, in general, a solid Gold Cup performance would be satisfactory as well. Something that builds on the success they had in the last Gold Cup where, you know, they had Davies break out and they finally got out of the group stage for the first time in a couple. And you know, unfortunately against Jamaica, they weren't able to get the job done that day. And it's taken another step further anyway. I'd like to be in a semifinal at the very least of a Gold Cup. And I'm excited to have this goal.
Now, to the commissioner of Major League Soccer, what could we give him in 2019? I would want to give him teams, but he's the type of gift giver or type of receiver of gift where he always gets what he wants, right? He always buys it before you can give it to him, so it's kind of hard. It's like, yeah, you want teams? Well, you're buying teams by yourself. Nashville, Cincinnati, Miami, Austin. It's like, what can I give you? So what I'm giving Don Garber for the 2019 season, we'll see if it happens. I don't know. Maybe Atlanta's going to give Garber that gift. Is the gift of CONCACAF. The gift of CONCACAF Champions League. Finally breaking the ceiling of the Mexican teams and winning that, I have to say, ugly trophy. Since they changed it, that trophy's pretty ugly. But I'm giving him that ugly trophy.
You're going to come to Toronto to watch it presented?
Uh-huh. Well, it's going to be hard because it's going to be in Atlanta.
Oh. I don't know. there you go. Good luck with that one. I think that obviously we've shown in the past few years that there's a potential to get there, but generally when the business end of things, this thing sits forward, it's become difficult for the MLS teams to get it done. And if Almiron's gone, I can't see Atlanta being in any better position than any other MLS team over the recent years is what I'll say about that. But we'll analyze that a little closer when it comes, which isn't that far away. We're 2 months away. 2 months away? Oh, my God. How? February, it literally is 2 months away today. For this
February 16th is the first game of Toronto FC in the CONCACAF Champions League. Soccer never stops, right? And when one league stops, we got another one. That's why we have like 10,000 shows a year, because it never stops.
Yeah, I think we're about 2,500, to be honest, but I'd have to count that.
At least like 200 something a year. So it's like at least 250 a year, I would think. But
We probably had 300 a year, but yes. Yeah, anyway, between all of our sub shows, there's no doubt.
And the Olympics and the World Cup? Like, yeah. We should give ourselves.
I dare anyone to find. We give ourselves. We're giving ourselves 2 days off. There you go. With Don Garber, I'm giving him the gift of restraint, so that he doesn't oversaturate things. We've heard this like Louisville coming in recently, and these rumors of others like never-ending expansion. At some point, they've got to either say that they're working towards building the two leagues, like an MLS 1 and 2 or something, or you need to stop. So we need restraint and direction is what I need from Don Garber. So I'm giving him those. I don't know if that's a gift so much as a direction, but that's what I'm going to give him.
All right. And the last recipient of a gift on our list, they were probably nice in 2018, so we'll give them a gift. It is the Canadian Premier League. What gift can I give them for 2019? Their debut season, their first season, and it's going to be a heck of a journey. And what I'm giving them for 2019 is a team in the Montreal region. That's my gift to you, the Canadian Premier League. Find yourself a billionaire. Hopefully I can give that to you. So my gift is a billionaire, a multimillionaire / billionaire in the region of Montreal, willing to invest with Alex Bunbury and the Canadian Premier League. That's my gift to you, the gift of La Belle Province for the Canadian Premier League.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm going to give them a couple. First off, we don't have Canadian soccer business on here. But I'm going to give Canadian Soccer Business a gift that's sort of kind of a side gift to the Canadian Premier League, and that is a Bayern Munich tour next summer. I think that would be a great way for them to help finance this league a little bit more. And for a lot of people that have been telling me that CPL is going to fold, they're missing on the Canadian Soccer Business, which is the same thing that people miss when they're talking about MLS, is they forget about some when they're talking about the finances. But anyway, so I think that would be a good gift for Canadian Soccer Business, Bayern Munich, and it would make a lot of sense. And it makes sense for Bayern Munich, too, because they got this kid and it's a market for them. At any rate, I'm really just a matchmaker here now. But my gift to the Canadian Premier League is Dwayne, a breakout star.
Dwayne, a.k.a. Tinder Rollins.
Yes. Swipe right, boys. Yeah. Tinder or whatever floats your boat that way. Bumble, you know, you name it. I used to know them all. But anyway, the Canadian Premier League is a breakout star is what I want for them. I want someone to step up and really grab the imagination of soccer fans in this country, someone that we don't know already in particular. And that doesn't have to be a Canadian either. I'm fine with one of the internationals stepping in and being that breakout star. I've said many times before, the internationals play a vital role in this league and the success of this league. So that would be great if one of them steps forward. I call it, not to be Toronto-centric, but there's a great example, the Danny Dicchio effect. Danny Dicchio is a massive part of TFC and a massive part of the growth of the game in the city of Toronto in terms of a spectator and a club sport. He became a hero. Just this journeyman guy from the UK happened to score the first goal and play it in a way that really appealed to Torontonians and became something that helped drive the fandom, which ultimately has led, I think, you know, to get the creation of a Canadian Premier League. I'm not drawing a direct line between Danny Dicchio coming to TFC and the Canadian Premier League launching, but it's part of that mix, right? So I hope there's a true breakout star. Obviously, I'd like it to be a Canadian, but if it's not, I think it still has great value, Kevin.
That's a great gift, and I have another gift for the Canadian Premier League, and I think this one can come from both of us. So Soccer Today is giving the Canadian Premier League the gift of television. We're giving you the gift of a TV deal. Sportsnet, TSN, amalgamation of a few of those. Heck, I'll take CBC if I have to. But I want it on my TV. No offense to DAZN or any other place where they could end up. But nothing will make the growth of this league easier than having it on TV on a consistent schedule that people know. Fridays or Saturdays, probably Fridays at 8 p.m., turn on your telly and you find the CPL. That's my gift for the Canadian Premier League in 2019, color television.
In color. Let's hope it's in color. It'd be kind of funny if it wasn't. That might actually make it a bit of a niche. Canadian Premier League live.
In black and white. In
black and white.
In televisionoscope.
There you go. I think it's vital important. It's vital importance for them to obviously be on screens, and you know, I think they will be streaming. But you're right, an over-the-air option would be ideal. I think that when people talk about television and media, that the area that we really need to focus on when it comes to the Canadian Premier League is the local markets. I think their local TV contracts are going to be just as important as a national game. Let's be honest, there's going to be a very small group of people that are going to want to watch out-of-market Canadian Premier League games. You know, they're most of our Patreons, so thank you, but it's a small market. But what is going to be big and how you can grow that market, that small market is bigger, is through developing those locals, having a deal on, you know, CTV Halifax or whatever, where they're getting the games out over the air. And when you're talking about places like Halifax, places like Winnipeg, the streaming stuff is not as easy in places like that as it is in big cities where you have high 5G kind of connections are cheap and affordable and everywhere, right? Like, they don't have as many options there. I'm not saying that you're the bumpkins and you don't have it out there if you're listening there, but it's spottier, especially when you get rural, right? So it's important to be on TV, and it's especially important to be on local TVs.
Yeah, so I imagine CHCH in Hamilton might get the rights. Like Global Montreal could be there. Well, there's no team Montreal now, but like, or City TV, you know, the lower tier CTV channel. It's like, I hope you're right, and I hope that we do get the local ones, but I do hope that there's a national one too. I hope, personally, with the landscape of soccer right now, with both channels allegedly letting go of the Premier League, the English one, and Champions League is off TV as well already. So there's money out there in the soccer accounts from the big channels to go after a product that will be a bit cheaper and that you can get behind. And I truly hope that one of the channels use the TSN/CFL model that gets the rights and pump the rights and make sure that they're cross-promoting the rights, cross-promoting the games, making stars out of players that we never heard of, making stars in the commentators and the broadcasters that are using that you're using this product to its full potential. And that's truly my gift for the Canadian Premier League, Dwayne.
All right. That's good one. I don't, this isn't on our list, but I think we probably should give the Ottawa Fury a gift as well to end the show, Kevin. So real quickly, do you have a gift in mind for the Ottawa Fury?
All right. My gift for the Ottawa Fury, my gift for them is let bygones be bygones and accept defeat and actually join the Canadian Premier League before you're forced to fold. That's my gift, because I do not want a team not playing anymore. I do not want the fans in the Ottawa region to lose their soccer team. I've experienced losing a sports team before with the Expos leaving. You've experienced it a few times, especially with the Belleville Bulls leaving. And for me, it's one of the saddest thing you can go through in your sports fan's life. And I truly hope that the Ottawa Fury fans do not have to lose their team. And one of the only resolutions to this thing right now could be for them to be like, fine, okay, we're caving in and we accept. We'll pay the money and we're playing in the CanPL, maybe as soon as 2019. That's my gift for the Ottawa Fury, but especially its fans.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I was going to say common sense.
Hey, which is what it is.
Yeah. It's there's no logical reason to keep it. Why are you fighting so hard for the USL? Why? I guess there's some logistical issues, but for God's sakes, when you're looking at the long-term health of your team and your club, you were ultimately ending up there anyway. If you were going to continue, you had to have known that this was going to happen at some point. You may have thought of in 2020. You may have felt that was when you would have to make that move. It's a year. It's a damn year. And if you continue to burn bridges, and make no mistake, Ottawa fans out there listening, I get that if you're an Ottawa fan, you're listening to the club, you feel aggrieved, you feel that you're in a situation where you maybe not understand it fully and it feels like you're being picked on or singled out unfairly. I get that. But it's, what are you fighting for at this point? You really think the USL is going to be such a higher level? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And if you really think that your club is superior to the Canadian Premier League, and I'll give the same gift to the Canadian Premier League too. I'll give them the gift of common sense as it relates to the Ottawa Fury. You have an existing franchise there that or club, I'll call them, let's not call them franchises, that wants to play soccer. Let things go, work it out. Find a common sense solution that allows them to bring a lot of that logistical stuff over, to keep those players under contracts, et cetera, so that you don't have a lot of problems that way, and get them playing next year. I don't think it's too late to get them playing in April. I don't. I mean, they're an existing team. They don't need to start from scratch. You can just bring them in. And the fact that they didn't get a draft pick and they didn't get that, well, that's their fault for missing out on that. But I think they can survive it. So just get it going. Get it done. That's my gift, and I'm dropping the mic on the pre-Christmas season now, with that one.
Hope you enjoyed this Christmas special. We do it once a year around Christmas. Our last show before Christmas is always our Christmas show. Thank you for everyone for being with us over the last 12 months. You can always follow Dwayne on social media at 24th Minute to continue to be entertained during your festivity period. And you can follow me at Kev Larame and this show at Soccer Today SPN. If you like the Canadian content that we do, make sure that you subscribe and become a patron to our patrons-only show, the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast, on patreon.com/sportspodcastnetwork. We'll be back next week on the 27th. We're taking a couple days off to travel and to again be with our families, but we're back on the 27th to talk about the world of football with a soccer perspective. And until then, as always, for Dwayne Rollins, I'm Kevin Larame. We wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays, and a great soccer.